Welcome to the Chic Perspective Show. I'm Elizabeth Gordon. Thanks for joining us today. We're talking about women entrepreneurs and succeeding in style. And we definitely have an awesome lineup for you. I think you're going to enjoy the show. Before we get started, I want to thank Pink Payments, our show sponsor for today, offering conscious commerce at pinkpayments.com. If you're looking for a merchant services provider, Pink Payments could be the partner for you. Check them out. And I have an exciting surprise today. I don't normally have a guest co-host, but I do this afternoon. Miss Laura Schultz of Schultz Communication and Crave Atlanta is joining me to co-host the show. How's it going, girl?
It's going great, Elizabeth. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's good to see you. I just saw you put out a newsletter, and you've got a lot of great events that are going on around the city.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. I'm just thinking about all the things that my clients have going on. I mean, this past weekend, I had was working with Dogwood Festival. I also was doing promo for the Atlanta Bake Sale. So one of my clients performed at Dogwood. So, yeah.
That's great. I didn't make it to the Dogwood Festival. I acquired my lovely sunburn here in another fashion. But how was the festival?
It was great, actually. I just loved seeing all the different art out there and everything. And met a great woman who's an artist who is right next door to the town my grandmother is from. So we made a really cool connection there.
That sounds like fun. All right. Well, this is terrific. And you've actually brought with you today one of your clients, Jennifer Shields, who is the founder and president of Posh Tot Events. Correct. Jennifer, welcome to the Chic Perspective Show.
Thank you so much for having me, Elizabeth.
Now, after 12 years of a corporate career, Jennifer left corporate America and all of the perks, and I know that's tough to do. She left the perks behind to follow her dream of becoming an entrepreneur and turned her passion for planning events into Posh Tot Events. So you guys are a full-service event planning company that specializes in children's birthday parties and baby showers.
That's right.
How'd you come up with that as the specialty?
Well, it's kind of an interesting story. When I was working in my corporate job, I had just had my second son, and he was about to turn 1 year old. And for years, I had always loved planning parties, helping friends with weddings and my family and that kind of thing, and was sort of known throughout the
acquired a reputation, yeah, a special
exactly.
Of like, hey, if you need an event
exactly.
done, call Jennifer up.
Yeah, my family and friends would call me Martha, you know, which I loved.
That's great. So yeah. You're like, I should be making some Martha money then.
Well,
I
started planning my son's birthday party, and he was turning one, and I just really felt like throwing a big party. He was my second child, and the year after he was born, I just really wanted to throw a big party, and I started to get involved in the theme that I was creating, which was an all-star baseball theme. And I started looking out there on the internet for some cool decorations and things that I could do. And what I found was there really wasn't a lot that kind of met the need that I was looking for, which was something a little nicer than just going to a party supply store and getting paper goods and that kind of things. I really wanted to make it a little bit nicer. And so I started talking to a friend of mine about planning the party, and we kind of got into a little online banter back and forth over instant messaging. And she and I kind of came up with this idea that there really should be a business that just focused on kid parties, that were nicer kid parties, not just, you know, the party supply store kind of stuff.
Right. There's a lot of event planners in town, and mm-hmm. a lot of them focus on weddings. Like corporate events.
Exactly.
But planning a child's birthday party or a baby shower can turn into a lot of work.
It can turn into a lot of work, and it can turn into a lot of expense. And I think people, once they start adding up all the things that they're doing, the entertainment and finding the decorations and just coming up with all that, it's a lot of details.
Right. And not everybody's that creative. Like, my parents were super creative when I was a kid, and they planned awesome parties, but not everybody, that's just not everybody's cup of tea. Just being able to come in and be like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we did this?
Mm-hmm.
That probably adds a lot of value to the client.
Well, I think you probably get a lot of busy parents who don't necessarily have time to plan all that themselves.
I think that's, yeah, that's our biggest market is busy moms that would love to do something like this, but they don't have the time. They're working or they're busy with other things, and they call us, and we're able to do everything for them, and they just have to give us a guest list. So they love it.
That's great. So what are some of the themes for the parties? Because you have all different kinds of things that you do.
We have 12 or 15 themes that we do all the time. We started out our business doing princess tea parties and pampering spa parties for little girls. Those were kind of our two signature themes that we started with. And we've since grown, as I said, to more than 12 themes that we do all the time. And we also do custom events. So if someone comes to me with an idea, I had a client a couple weeks ago that wanted an Alice in Wonderland theme, because, of course, that movie's just come out, and that's now a big theme. The Princess and the Frog movie, those were two custom themes that I've recently put together, so...
Oh, man, that sounds really neat. So what about the baby showers? I've been to just a handful of baby showers, and they really range in the type of experience that is delivered. Tell me what you guys are doing in terms of baby showers.
What we've done with the baby showers is we've tried to take the success that we have with our children's events, and we have a package for each of our theme parties for kids, and I've tried to take that same concept to a baby shower. If you're planning a baby shower, that can, again, be kind of overwhelming. You usually have other women involved that are kind of co-hosting it with you.
Right, exactly. And kind of the whole sorority can be in on the
But I can offer a package to the clients that will include everything from their invitations to what they're going to do for a little take-home gift or a goodie bag, a favor, and then, you know, shower games and the decor and that kind of thing. So we kind of give them one package price, and then they can split it up amongst the co-hosts of the shower.
That's fantastic. What a great way to manage that kind of an event.
Oh, I know. My sister got married last year. I would have died to have somebody help me plan all this stuff.
No kidding. You get recruited for this stuff, and suddenly it becomes like a part-time job just pulling all of this together. So good to know that you guys are out there. How have you grown the company, Jennifer? What's been one of the key to your success?
Well, what I've tried to do is really stay focused on what our core business is, which is the kids' parties and the birthday parties. As a planner, I get all kinds of requests for things like corporate events. So I've had people inquire about weddings and birthday parties. And while it's tempting to kind of want to go in all those different directions, what I've really tried to do is stay focused on what my core business is. And as I've grown, I've been taking on some employees, some girls that I call them my posh party hostesses, excuse me. And I'm training them to actually be able to go out and do these parties for me so that I can take on more business.
Right. The delegation and building the business. That's fantastic. Well, I love that you have that kind of a vision for where you're going with the company. You've got some things coming up too, right? There was a princess camp.
We do. We are doing a princess camp this summer for girls ages 4 to 6. We have a couple of different dates that we've set up for week-long camps. They're mini camps, so they're in the morning from 9:30 to 1:30, and we're going to teach them manners, table manners.
Oh,
and
I think that's great.
Yeah, they're going to sit down to tea every day, and we're going to show them how they put their napkin in their lap, and they keep their elbows off the table, and you know where the fork and the knife go. Part of the curriculum is going to be for them to actually set the table for tea, so they know where everything goes.
Excellent.
And then they'll be dressed up and games and crafts and all that kind of stuff. But all the dates and the registration information is available on our website.
Okay, and let's give your website address now.
It's poshtotevents.com.
Poshtotevents.com. All right, awesome. We're going to keep you in the conversation, but I also want to roam on over to the Ladies of Rome. With us today, we also have Susan Ray, who's the Director of Marketing, and Gail Middleton, who's the Director of Membership, both from Rome, Atlanta, which is this awesome place. I was just over on Friday. Welcome to the Chic Perspective Show, Susan and Gail.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
I'm so excited that you're here. So tell everybody about Rome. I saw it, and it truly is a one-of-a-kind business cafe. I mean, it's a great meeting place. It's open to the public. You've got a couple of different membership options, conference rooms, terrific coffee. What else?
You hit it on the head. It is a one-of-a-kind place. There's no place like Rome. Our members and patrons enjoy free Wi-Fi in the cafe. You don't have to be a member to come to Rome. The members, as part of their membership, get special hours in the small rooms, in the meeting and conference rooms that are around the perimeter of of the cafe. And then we have a large forum room that corporations use as offsite meeting space. So those are kind of like our target market, the four people that are members or patrons or corporations or even individuals who come in to attend seminars and take classes. We've had universities promote classes there as well. So we're really open almost to everyone.
And where are you located?
We're located off Windward Parkway in Alpharetta.
Oh, great, because I know some people have been looking for options like that up in the suburbs. I live West Midtown, so we have Strongbox West over there and Ignition Alley downtown, but I know I have friends up in that area that have been looking for something great like that. When did you open?
We opened about 2 years ago.
Okay.
So we've been growing steadily in membership, growing steadily in the things we've added on, the events that we've added on, and we are similar to a co-working space in that people come and co-work, but we're way different in that we don't charge them to be members if they want to come there and co-work.
That's great.
So this whole trend of co-working is so interesting. Talk a little bit about how you came up with the idea for the concept of Roam and how it's developed.
I have to give the credit to my husband, Steve Ray, who came up with the concept. He was corporate IBM. They sent them all home to be mobile. He was working from home, and it wasn't supporting his needs. Internet would go down. Kids would come home from school. Dogs would bark. He knew he needed something else, and he knew that a whole bunch of other corporate people needed the exact same thing. So he came to me over dinner, which he's done many times, proposed the concept, and I said, yes, that will work. We should do this. So he pulled together five colleagues. Four were with IBM, one was another colleague. These guys sat together, and about a year later, with all the support, rolled out Roam, and none of them left their full-time jobs. So as normal entrepreneurs, they were working weekends and evenings to kind of get Roam off its feet.
Now, Gail, you are the sales director, the membership director at Roam, and I know that you guys are doing a lot to really not just have people come, but provide things that are going to help them grow their businesses. Talk a little bit about some of the programming and the other benefits that you're providing to the members.
Well, we help them to get increased visibility by attaching themselves to Roam. We have an LCD screen monitor, and our platinum members are featured, and their businesses, whatever they want featured, email address, contact information on the LCD screen. At Platinum Membership, we're part of the Georgia Alliance of Private Clubs. So the members that we currently have at a platinum level inherit the Georgia Alliance of Private Clubs and can start using those facilities also.
And that's a lot of benefits. I've been in the Alliance before. It's all these different things. What are some of the benefits for the Alliance
level?
Well,
there's golfing privileges. There's meeting privileges at the restaurants. There's meeting privileges in their specific meeting places and so on and so forth. But it's just something even you would automatically at that point inherit the Georgia Alliance, and you also can get tickets to Fox Theater and privileges to the different games and events that are being held throughout the city.
So a lot of nice high-end benefits, but also a very accessible level of membership also. I mean, you're even open to the public, right? Anybody can just stop by and check out the space, right?
Correct.
That's great. And you've got this new marketing campaign out, the Get a Roam, which is just terrific. And Susan, why don't you tell us a little bit about this campaign? Because I think it's a really amazing offer.
Get a Roam was designed for people who are finding themselves in coffee shops meeting, and it's just not doing the trick for them. So what we want them to do is take this card, which looks like a door hanger, and come into Roam, give us the card, and we'll give them a couple free hours in the room with coffee service so that they can try out Roam and see what it's like to be in a private room versus out in a cafe with all the noise and confusion.
It really does change the meeting experience so much versus going to a Starbucks. So it's certainly a great way to elevate the level of experience that you're able to bring to people you're meeting with. So much more sophisticated to say, hey, I've got a room. I've got a space at Roam. Come meet me there. There's a bunch of great events also specifically for women, which, of course, I'm all excited about. All your We at Roam campaign is so right up my alley. It's a Women Entrepreneur series. What are some of the workshops and events that you have going on specifically for women?
The first one that we're having is on Wednesday. Mark D'Annunzio is presenting his one-page business plan for women entrepreneurs. This was endorsed by Oprah herself. It's a really solid, simple, easy-to-use business planning. So we're having a breakfast.
It is a terrific book. I'm friends with Mark, too, and this is a fantastic resource because business plans are so crucial to your success, and yet so many people are either don't have one or
they're
using
scared to do them.
Exactly.
So having a resource and sort of breaking it down and making it accessible is really important.
The idea of one page versus what people normally think, like, oh, this is going to take me forever. So that's going to be fun. That's Wednesday.
Wednesday, it's a breakfast from 9 to 11.
Okay, awesome.
The next event we're doing is a For Fun event. It's next Saturday. It is a clothing and accessory swap where Nancy Bailey has been doing this for years in her home. Finally, 100 people started showing up at Outgrow Her House. So she's been doing it. She's going to...
How nice. My house would be outgrown before we reached 100 people.
So there, it's got a little bit of a charitable element. After we do the swap, we're going to donate the professional clothing to Dress for Success, and the rest of it's going
great.
To Goodwill. So it's for fun, and please come. It's $10. We're going to have some vendors there who's selling some other things, makeup, to keep you occupied, and you can have lunch while you wait. And the event includes a glass of wine.
Always a nice motivation to get you somewhere. And then I'm speaking on May 6th there as well for a great Succeed with Style program that I'm putting together. So that's going to be a lot of fun, too. I hope everybody comes by May 6th at 6 p.m. at Rome. Now, you're even already talking about expanding the business at this point. I mean, it's gained so much popularity. You're thinking of maybe even moving into other markets. Is that correct?
You know, the whole idea to begin with was to make Rome multiple locations so that members, no matter where they were working around Atlanta, would have a place to light. So that's been in the plans. You know, we've been talking to a lot of interested investors, people who want a franchise. So, yes, that's definitely the plan. And the plan would be to take it nationwide. So we're hoping that we start moving on that in the next 6 months.
That's terrific. Well, you've built up a lot of momentum, and it's really a solid concept. I want to open it up to kind of a round table here. We've got all these fabulous, successful women entrepreneurs in the room. What do you guys think was the most surprising thing about starting your own business as far as, wow, I didn't expect that? Jennifer, what was your biggest surprise as an entrepreneur?
I think probably the thing that's the most surprising is just how many hours you can continue to work without stopping and taking a breath. And, you know, when you're working in a regular job, you have weekends, and it's Friday, and it's 5 o'clock, and you go home, and you have a weekend. And when you're an entrepreneur, there's no such thing as Friday or a weekend.
Right. There, all Monday to Friday, 9 to 5.
The days blend in together, and the nights just, you know, it's sleeping and working. And, you know, that surprised me, I think, because I knew that I was doing something I liked. I just didn't know how many hours it was actually going to take. But the thing is, you like doing it. So it's not that I'm sitting there thinking, oh, I'm still working.
Right.
It's more like I need to make myself take a break and go spend time with my family or get my nails done or do something for myself.
Because your work becomes
right.
so much fun.
Yes.
It's your passion.
It
kind
is.
Of it does have a tendency to overtake your schedule from time to time. How do you guys find balance through all that?
I've started taking the last Friday of the month off and not doing any work. I'm starting that this month, so obviously I've realized that I haven't had balance in the past, which is one of my issues. Because like she said, I mean, she and I will talk on like Twitter or Facebook on Friday, and everybody's like, yay, Friday. And we're like, what is that? You know, and I worked 10 or 12 hours yesterday. So it's finding little times like in this nice weather, I'll just get out and go read a book or do something for half an hour, and I find myself much more refreshed. But I definitely think it's hard, especially, you know, I work from home most of the time, so there's absolutely no separation between one and the other. So it may be something like, okay, stopping and cooking a meal with my husband, you know, and then going back to work. But it definitely is difficult.
Right.
It's ironic, really, because when you decide to start a business, part of the reason that you're doing it is you want the flexibility. You want to have your own schedule and all that. And then you find in the middle of it, well, all the reasons that I started this business, I'm working all the time. I don't have any flexibility.
Yes. You have to make sure that the business doesn't end up running you.
Yeah, and you have to remember you're the boss, and it's okay to take a day off. You know, my husband has to remind me that sometimes. He'll say, you know, you are in charge. It's okay to take a day off and just relax.
Yeah. Now, Gail and Susan, you work with like all these entrepreneurs. What are some of the things you see them challenged by?
One of the things we're still trying to figure out is how to promote our members' events, because that's one thing we do that I don't know of any other business that does that. We, like Gail had said, we put their personal ads on our digital ad board. We include them in our marketing newsletter and our e-blasts and the Alliance e-blasts, and they are trying to run businesses and promote events. And it's the thing that I think we're going to need to focus on and figure out is how do we fill those events. I mean, it's not my job to fill those events, but it is my desire and goal. You know?
Sure, to continue to add value to that client relationship. I think that's what, you know, every business should be aiming to do, is always looking for ways of how can we add more value to our customers.
I would also like to mention that we are part of the North Fulton Chamber of Commerce. We're also with Johns Creek Chambers of Commerce and Foresight Chambers of Commerce. So we do a lot of networking with the three chambers, and we do also additional networking events, and we bring other networking groups into the facility.
That's
also
a great, I'm glad you mentioned that. I mean, I think strategic partnerships mm-hmm. play such an important role in the success of growing a business. What are some of the things you've done to get the word out and get all this excitement built around Rome?
We started with word of mouth. We did not have a marketing budget. And just until recently, we finally pulled in some people to start doing the website, collateral, and things like that. So it was word of mouth. It was very viral, which makes it, you know, a great success story in a time when, you know, businesses are going under and people are getting laid off. You know, we really didn't spend a lot of money, but we, you know, had events. We went out to events. Gail has been a huge, huge, huge asset to Rome in the events that she goes out in. She'll go out to an event and people will come back and join Rome just after beating her. So, you know, I think it's about, you know, finding the person and understanding how they work and whether Rome fits that or not.
Mm-hmm. And how would you describe your ideal member?
Well, it could be an individual that's an entrepreneur. It could be a corporate employee that's mobile that, again, mm-hmm. wants to be at Rome. It could be a corporation wanting offsite meeting space, or, you know, a number of those, you know. Or it could be small businesses that need meeting space that don't want to pay the price of an office suite.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So it fits a lot of different people's needs, and that probably creates an interesting mix of, you know, you never knew who you're going to be sitting next to or you might happen to meet once you're in that club.
Your client could be the person in the next room or the person that you walk by or sitting in the cafe.
Well, and I think that's the exciting part about what I do with Crave, is that I have these events and all these women come together, and all of a sudden, you know, after the events, they're starting to partner and do these events and products together or hire one another. And I imagine that happens in your space as well, which I find so rewarding, because you would never meet these people otherwise. So you're providing a really great service to people.
That's so true. And that's what we want. I mean, we don't want to form our own events. We want to bring in successful mm-hmm. events mm-hmm. that are already going, that already have a group following. So we would love to talk to anybody that's interested in doing that.
Terrific. Well, we're almost out of time, ladies. This sure has been fun. I like to ask all of our guests to share one chic tip at the end of the show, just one little lesson learned that they would pass on to other women entrepreneurs that are embarking on their business journey, or really any woman working in the business world. What's one thing that you've learned that you'd want to pass on as your words of wisdom? Jennifer, chic tip?
My tip would be to stay focused on who your customer is, who your target market is, and when you're making decisions, ask yourself, is this going to reach that person? For me, it's that mom. Is what I'm doing going to reach her? And if it's not, and it's not worth my time.
Great one. Very important to stay focused on your end customer. Gail, what's your chic tip for us?
I would have to say complete guest member customer satisfaction. Always willing to be able to go above and beyond and provide them with not just services, but in any way, all areas to be able to help them to really nurture the relationship and take it to something that, you know, you would always continually have, just being there for them.
Terrific. Susan?
Approach any connection that you make with the idea that you want to help that person without thinking ever about what they can do for you. And get to know them. You've got to spend time with them to understand their business. It's not going to be something you can do right away. But that's, I think, you know, kind of the principle of net weaving that we believe in at Rome, and that we're there to help you. And, well, good things come from that.
Absolutely. Well, and that reminds me that it's Pay It Forward Week coming up. And there's a great event Wednesday, April 28th at 103 West, Bob Littell's Pay It Forward program. So check that out as well. And Laura, I know you've always got Crave events going on. What's the upcoming schedule look like for that?
The next one is on April 26th, so it's next Monday night at noon Midtown. And we're going to be talking about social media strategy and social media case studies with four really amazing people. Katie Birmingham, the chef and owner of Noon Midtown, Shamika Ayers, the Broke Socialite, Michael Erickson from Fifth Group Restaurants, and Tucker Berta from Saren B. And we're going to taste Noon's new dinner menu, which I believe starts sometime in the next week or so. So it's you can find out all the information on our website at thecravecompany.com/Atlanta.
Awesome. That sounds like a lot of fun and a lot of information.
Oh, yeah.
Great experts that you're bringing in, and everybody is dying to know more about social media. Well, it's been a pleasure hanging out with you. I'm glad you came in to co-host with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me anytime.
This was a lot of fun talking with all these fabulous people. Definitely make sure you check out all of our guests' websites, which will be posted on our website as well. And I'm going to wrap it up for today, but I want to encourage you to check out more Chic Perspective shows on our website, chicentrepreneur.com. And until next week, I'm wishing you all chic success.